Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Friday. Hartman, Harrigan, all the way through the next 3 hours, Jason will take you home, and we appreciate you tuning in. However, you are consuming our information live, the app, the podcast. We thank you for that. We're going to start with a guest right from the get-go, and it is the great Lou Nanning. Louie is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. It's amazing what this man has done in so many aspects of his life, including his extensive and constancy with the state high school hockey tournament. And this is it, 60 years. This is number 60 that Louis has covered. And as he announced earlier this winter, this is it. And so we're right in the middle of it. Class A semifinals taking place right now. Thrilling games already, including that dramatic Grand Rapids White Bear Lake game last night. So let's jump in with Louie. I appreciate, as always, my friend, you coming on. Does it seem different to you so far? I'm sure you have an endless amount of people approaching you. There have been so many stories about this as your final tournament. Great features. Does it seem different when you're right in the middle of it, or does it just seem like a typical tournament for you?
It seems like a typical tournament. Just with the outside stuff, you know, it's separate from the tournament, so I don't look at that as affecting the tournament. So I've had a lot of things to do all week long, but when the game starts, it's just a typical tournament.
Have you enjoyed the extensive coverage about the finale, or is there part of you saying, can I just get back to the games themselves?
No, I've enjoyed it. It's been good. You know, it's not interfering with the game in any way. And so, you know, it's just like my time away from the rink or away from the games, as it has been other years. I'm doing different things. This year I'm doing that stuff.
Yep. Have you thought about at all what it might be like when you sign off tomorrow night?
No, not really. I just want to get it over with. I know it's going to be tough, so I want to get by it, and then that's it. I know I'm going to miss it, but I don't have any second thoughts or regrets about making that decision.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you, because I wondered if once you were starting to get to your serious preparation and once you had the four games yesterday, if it would make you think, maybe I should keep doing this. You're still pretty resolute and you're feeling this is the right decision.
Yeah, you know, usually I think in all the things that I've done, when I make a decision, I'm comfortable with it and I stick with it. And I know there's always going to be thoughts about what it was like doing it, or, you know, what mm-hmm. if I was still doing it. But that's not going to change the way I feel about not doing it anymore. It's just like when I left hockey. I made up my mind to do it, and I haven't regretted that decision 5 seconds. I would not have changed it any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so let's stay with that for a second. Can you think of any major decision in your life where maybe it was a day later, a week later, a month later, we thought, what was I doing? Or it's just, this is just your approach as you've laid out so far. Once you arrive at it, you're comfortable with it, and let's just move forward.
No, I've had a lot of major decisions, as you might think, and I haven't at any time second-guessed any one of them that I've made, and whether I should have or shouldn't have done it. And that's, like, first of all, not signing pro, staying out for 5 years,
yeah.
Signing
yes.
pro, and then leaving the NHL, and, you know, after 23 years and not going back and going to one company, I got a nice offer to go to another company, and took 8 people with me, never regretted it. And we sold 5 years later, and I was the only guy that stayed, and I'm still there. So I don't like change. If you look at my track record of where I've been and where I've worked, like yeah. 23 years in the NHL, 34 years doing this in a financial business, and 5 years when I graduated from school doing the same thing. That's been my life. That's it. I'm a guy that I'm comfortable with the decision I made to go to where I was at, and I didn't like leaving it.
Lou Nanny's with us. I bet, Louie, there's a lot of people listening right now who hear this, and they're a bit jealous. Like, I have revisited decisions probably more than I should, and I think your approach is great, you know, and it has to be you, and if others have different approaches, they have to be true to themselves.
Right.
But the less time that we all think about, well, it could have been this, it could have been that, you can just spend way too much time on something that when you get far enough past it, you just can't change that.
That's right, and that's why when I speak to groups or kids or people, and one of the things, and they always have questions about what should they be doing or should they do something different, and I said, you know, I'll ask them what they want to do, and if they're looking at some, are you comfortable with that? But it's a big move, and I'll say, your ability is your security. And if you're capable to do things, that's security. It doesn't mean you have to be in one spot mm-hmm. the rest of your life. But you have to, in my mind, if you can love where you're going, it's never considered a job. You just, I really don't feel like I've worked my whole life. I've done everything mm-hmm. I like to do, and I've enjoyed it. And so I never looked at it as, oh, I got to get up and go to work today. I've never had that attitude, and maybe that's why I don't change much, because it seems like I've been comfortable every place I've gone, but it's me, and I can understand it. Many, many people are different than me, and they like to move around, like to change, or like the attractiveness of other things, and maybe get bored, and I don't. So that's why we're all different. That's why if you start a hockey team, you know, you're going to be different than somebody else. We all have different thoughts, feels about what makes a good team. If you have a business, same thing. So it's an individual, as long as they're true to themselves and happy about it, then they make their own decision on how much they want to move about.
Lou Nanny's with us. Okay, let's talk about Grand Rapids White Bear. As it's at the end, and you're in your analyst role, and it's at center ice, and there's 5 seconds left, did you think the game was over?
No, not at all. In fact, the funny part about it, the puck was going out to center ice, and there was yeah. a defenseman for Grand Rapids. He had his back to the play. He was going to the bench, and he was no more than 8-10 feet from the bench, turned and saw the puck was coming that way. So he just turned around and skated towards the puck, passed it to the far side, then he went off. Well, the far side pass, the guy took it in, made a great play in the you know, it was like a 2-on-1, and his line mate broke to the front of the net, made a move. And I'm watching the clock all the while, because when the puck mm-hmm. was thrown out, it was 13 seconds. Because all I'm thinking about is overtime. I'm going to have another overtime. Is there going to be a chance for one shot on net? And so I'm watching the clock going down, and I'm watching him. And I know through the, you know, he's getting the puck with 2 seconds to go, but he's right on the doorstep. And he made the quick move and scored. So Yeah, those games, that's why I said I enjoy going every year. Every year something's different. There's always a surprise. Yeah. There's always unusual things that happen. That's what keeps the people coming. That's what keeps the enthusiasm, the fans going. It's surreal. You can't write what happens because someone will say, oh, that's hogwash.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you were speaking today to, let's say it's 250 diehard White Bear Lake fans who are of an age where they have watched almost all of these games, where they're 0-20 in the first round, going back to 1945. That just isn't possible. But if you were going to talk to these folks, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say that you can't quit because you've had such a lack of success there. You have to look at the fact that you have a lot of success getting to the tournament. You know, you've been in the tournament 20 times. So you always have to keep feeling that the streak's going to break. And I thought before the game that it was going to break. I was thinking, you know, superstitious I get, and I'm thinking 19 times there's no way in the world they're going to go 20. They got to win this one. And the funny part was that I don't know if you remember, there was a 5-minute power play that Grand Rapids gets was like 3:40 to go in the game. So I'm saying, if I'm Grand Rapids, what you have to do is get the puck in the zone. Just keep moving around the perimeter. Unless they give you a clear chance for a goal, keep control of the puck. The clock's on your side. Mm-hmm. And what do? They get in, it comes right out, and they take a penalty. Now, when it's 4-4, even at that time, you're still in good shape because, you know, they're not allowing the other team to pull a goalie. White Bear can't pull a goalie. And a forward took a swipe as a White Bear player coming out of the zone. I'm not going to name names. And, you know, he was giving himself up for a play he shouldn't have been making. He's allowing them to go down now, outnumbering his teammates. And so they get in the zone. It's still okay because on the far side, but then they made another mistake along the board, and they tie the game. So then I'm definitely convinced White Bear's winning this game, even though they're going to have to kill a couple of minutes of penalty in the overtime, because when you get to the overtime, there's going to be some time left on that major. Well, then this play happens. So I would tell them that, you know, that's why you play the game. That's what makes it exciting. And look, I always take the positive out of everything that you can. And the positive is they got to the tournament 20 times. And many teams haven't been there 2 times, 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to keep, you know.
If at all.
Yeah, you got to keep arrows in your quiver and keep getting the shot.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. Off how you've watched and consumed these teams during the year and off yesterday, just dealing with AA, right? Who's the favorite?
Well, Edina's going to be favored. They're coming as the highest ranked. And Chan Hassan's going to be the second favorite. But you're looking at the games yesterday, I'm really feeling Creighton Dearham Hall is going to give Chan Hassan a real good game. I love the first line from Chan Hassan. The key for Chan Hassan, and he only had four shots a period yesterday, is their goaltending. And he's going to have to be good because I was really impressed with the way Creighton Dearham Hall played. And I think they're going to give Chan Hassan a good game. Now, Edina dominated in their game until the last 3 minutes. He gave up two goals, which gets me to think, you know, they should win the game, and they have beaten Grand Rapids earlier in the year and won by a good amount. So they should win that game, but I never say never. But right now I expect that Edina should be in the final, and it should be Chan Hassan, but if there's one upset I'm looking at, it's Creighton Dearham Hall tonight. And then
always appreciate it. You know what I think. You enjoy this, and we will talk soon, sir.
Okay, nice to be with you, Chad. Take care. Thanks.
He is phenomenal. He's still at his best. 60 years. No one will ever come close to this. Louie Nanny with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.